interesting reaction at that ASME last night. Baker and Mondale got a little heavy. Jim Simington from Missouri is a pretty class guy, you know, he was light and so forth. But the general attitude amongst most of the publishers and so forth toward, you know, some of the comments and so forth about Watergate nothing directed at Jim, this total setting was the feeling of support for you, for, you know, they reflected that in talking to me and so forth.
Maybe those are just our friends.
Well, not all of them are friends.
But it means they can be there.
Not all of them are friends.
I think there may be a sympathy reaction about it. I don't know even about, I think I know a little about public opinion, but I think there's bound to be, you know.
Yes, sir.
They're going to see that thing so overblown. This crappy thing about that goddamn psychiatrist's office is so crazy.
Well,
so goddamn crazy.
Those things will tend to be overblown and you tend to mix into it all, but it's, you know, still going to continue for a period. I think we're dealing with it just the right way. My view after last night is that without question, this thing can be defeated.
From your standpoint,
this can be won. I think the main thing to do is exactly what you're doing, is to take the time off to get to get the rest before you make the decisions.
I'm up at Great Canyon for about 3 weeks. Is that right?
We talked about that before.
I can't bring him in permanently because it ruined his career. But I'll bring him in and give me time to think about who the hell I could bring in permanently.
Well, you might want to bring Alan permanently if you can.
Well, he would.
I don't think, here again, though, we talked about before.
But I need somebody right now.
There's no better man.
Arthur Burns is the very good to see me. Well, I can't miss Sue Burns today.
No better man than Al Hay. I think that before you make any decisions along this line, not in relation to the man Hay, but as to how you would proceed, I think you should just make them and consider it 4 days from now. There's no urgency right now.
Some people, Ron, talk about it. Oh, Henry was in here. My buddy running around my office saying he was so good, so angry because Ehrlichman had said that Young was on his staff. Well, that's true. Young was on the NSC staff. So he said, how do I handle it? I said, tell the truth. I said, tell the truth that Young was on your staff originally. And that, however, he was needed in the domestic council, and so he was transferred. However, under the system, they didn't have any budget for it there, and he remained in the payroll. Nothing wrong with that, though. You can handle it again.
Oh, sure.
And Young, I want you to take a very strong position on these national security things. If there's any, listen, I don't know what I don't think that that I'm limited anybody. I think that story is a phony. That's when Dean probably just guessed up. As far as we don't know, Ehrlichman doesn't know anything about it or any of that, but I don't think it's. But the point of the matter is, the fact of the matter is that if they did, it was because the Attorney General was running down these goddamn leaks on national security, and we're going to continue to. Now, if I see a story, if we leak, for example, our salt position paper to Chalmers Roberts, now probably gone. God damn it, we're going to find out how it got out of here. You understand that?
Sure.
You do that.
Sure.
And don't be apologetic.
No, I'm not.
I know you've always said, I guess you've mentioned, we don't haven't any news since you've been in here. It's not true.
That's what I believe.
Not true. Probably. The FBI has.
Yeah.
You've said it. To my knowledge, that's what you probably said.
Well, yeah, I use specific guidance from the Council of Murray.
That's part of those things. It just happens. It would probably bug others in order to get them, but that's the way it is. But on this, I would simply say I have no information on that.
Yeah, so I've handled it.
Play it exactly the same. These are national security matters. And you understand, Ron, on national security, though, that we conduct the dose of intensive investigation. Why didn't you use the FBI?
We did.
But we also had to use our White House capabilities. We use every capability. everybody carried out the investigation. Did you know that?
No, I would assume so.
Well,
there's no culpability on the newsman itself.
Absolutely not.
It's on who provides.
No, it had nothing to do with the newsman. It had to do with what individual
was leaking secret.
Was reading secret documents. And you could say that any surveillance was not a newsman, but it was of individuals for the purpose of individuals who were putting out classified information.
I think everyone understands that and has it.
And people appreciate it too, but I'm sorry about the probe. I told him earlier than yesterday, I thought he should resign because of the issue.
Probe?
Or should
well, he's taken a leave.
Hmm?
He took a leave, I think. But,
did he?
Yeah.
That's much the better. Would you be sure he handles it that way and tell him to take a leave until this matters?
Yeah, that's what he's done.
Well, all right, fine, but that's what I think. And be very positive and said that everything he did was in the national security area. You see, his only problem is that there was a silly goddamn burglary, and the question was whether or not, from a legal standpoint, he should have immediately reported the burglary and had some that had the bastards arrested. Well, he didn't, because in national security investigations, they burglarize all the time. You're wrong, you know that. I don't even think they've got any premises. All right, they go in, they do everything, but it's a national security image. But he should not resign. I want him to resign. I should just take a leave until this matter is cleared up. I feel great while. Young is no longer in the government, so we have no problem.
Okay. I have one other point I raise with you, not as an advocate, but just
yes. Something. Yes, I
pass on to you, so I'm not an advocate, but in this matter, Rogers and Lingard and Richardson met yesterday. First of all, I'd like to say, in terms of Lynn, he knows that you're upset about the FBI thing, without question.
Well, he's upset about the symbolism.
The symbolism. He understands that. I've, you know, been tracking...
But they've had it, what are they...
Well, let me make a point on Lynn. Lynn is I'm convinced not leaking. He may have, you know, his judgment may not be right in some areas.
Somebody for
you to determine. But Lynn is not out for Bob after Bob and John either. For example, he's working out a thing very privately for Ehrlichman in terms of financial support and so forth. So he's Lynn is moving in I think a very responsible way. So.
Right.
That's, of course, for you to judge. But right. Rogers, Lynn, if you will, after talking to Rogers, they went over how to handle the executive privilege matter, which you're just raising here. There's no question about
that. I signed a bill of his paper today.
You did? Well, Lynn's point is, after discussion with Rogers last night, and also after meeting with John Wilson, I think, that Wilson needs guidance from Lynn, is what Lynn points out to me, Bob and John's attorney. And after discussion with Rogers on this and Richardson, as to how he should proceed and how they should proceed on the whole executive privilege matter. And what Lynn said is that in order to do that, Rogers supports this, I made sure he did so that I could...
So I have to call those?
No. What Lynn says is that he feels that he needs about 5 minutes with you just to go over three questions in terms of... What he does as White House counsel, he makes a point, look, Ron, I'm the White House counsel. I don't want to bother the president with major things, but for his protection, for the president's personal protection, I do have to at least spend a moment with him to
hear
these things. And then I called Rogers and I said, now, is this necessary? And Secretary Rogers said, Ron, I think it is, just so that Lynn, in his representation of the White House and the president on the whole area of executive privilege, and on down the line, that he has a straight direction. So I bring that to you as a passage of information I think would be good for you to see.
But isn't he down there with them today at the U.S. Attorney's?
No, he's not. See, it's this area that Wilson needs guidance, apparently, and Lynn needs guidance. Lynn's been meeting with John Wilson to try and work this out.
What I wrote out was a little memorandum to Lynn today to say that I wanted everybody to cooperate, and within the cooperation, I said,
judge what that means, because I just am not confident in that area of executive privilege or the legality. But Lynn and the secretary had apparently a long talk about this whole area last night, fully recognizing the national security, you know, matter and how it should be handled and the fact it should be handled. But I think it would be worthwhile for you just to spend 5 minutes with Lynn for him to go, you know, over this, so that he is proceeding in accordance with your direction. I think it would be good for you to at least hear his point of view, too, on this, in terms of how to handle executive privilege.
Why does he want to throw everything out?
No, absolutely not.
You must do that.
No, sir.
These are my favorites.
No, Mr. President, there is no stronger, advocate on protecting the presidential papers than Lynn Garment.
Let me say there is going to be executive privilege on all national security matters.
He insists on that. Lynn insists on that. Lynn insists on two things. He insists on executive privilege presidential handles, and above all, he insists on absolute total protection of the presidential files.
Right.
And he also uses another word. He says not only protection of presidential files, but no potential poaching.
So
absolutely, they're
my file.
No, they're not. But Lynn's point is that he has examined the whole thing from the legality, the legal standpoint, as to how to protect your files and how to protect your position in this whole executive privilege area. He wants it advocated and stated.
Not 11:30.
Okay, sir. Now, he'll have another lockout and stop to the audience.
Okay.
Good, Mr. President.
Job, because their attorney was a friend of my brother's, near this place. I haven't seen the little son of a bitch for 2 years.
Right.
We won't even let him near.
Right.
So if that ever comes up, look, everybody's got some jackass around. You know what I mean? She sits around over in Nassau. But there it is. There's another story.
Well,
you see, and of course, another story of the world, there are going to be more stories on the finances. You call that best show. Poor old John Irving was going to have to go up to death trial on that again.
See, my view, Mr. President, is all of the. But you've thought this through very clearly in Florida in the campaign, and all that's going to continue. Our offense, however, does not relate to an offense to say, well, this happened, but here's why, and, you know, let's prove that it shouldn't have happened, and so forth. If we go down that road, we're going to get all tangled up and consume and absorb the next 3.5 years on that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't take the offense, but we should not, in my view at least, address each one of these individual things in great detail. What we should say is those things are being worked out. Mistakes made, they're going to be handled and move on to stating from your standpoint, this is not an administration that is corrupt.
No, sir.
This is not, it is in charge of corruption. That type of movement later on here.
And this whole business, you know, they're all investigating our finances. What, I mean, I'd like to see where McGovern and some of the $36 million he got.
Well, yes, but the way I think you see to deal with that from a presidential position at some point, and this is no time to dwell on this, would be for you to call on, you know, in the future, call on the full examination of all of the material so that we can reform.
What's that?
So that we can reform. Not we, but the system can reform. But the only way to do that is not only is not to examine only a part of the House.
Yeah.
Well, these things we've talked about later, but I feel off about it. I know what I would do if I would be me. I don't know what I would do if I would have been them. If I would have been me, I would resign. I mentioned that to you.
Earlier.
Yes, sir. It is very easy for someone to sit around
and pray.
However, you see, that's
the sort of talk to their wives. See, these are very moral men.
Of course
they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't, you know, screw around. They love their families. And they're really good. Jails to get involved in the things they were dealing with. You know, you don't say that about Mitchell. Mitchell is basically he's a sharpshooter. A decent man, a sharpshooter. See, it's a Mitchell figured out, well, I'm not parlaying.
Well, you see, it's easy for people on the staff to sit over there and say they would have resigned. It's easy for me to sit here and say I would have resigned. Or when you're not confronted with it based upon a set of circumstances that they are. There's no question in my mind that it was the right thing to do.
There's another way we can handle this staff thing without having real problems that we might have by trying to move it all. It's a big. Why don't I just move Ash in to chief of staff in 2 weeks? You know, he's something.
Roy's a fine guy, but I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you that. Would be very detrimental to him. I don't think you should take an interim step. I also don't think you should bring Alan for 3 weeks. I think you should consider. You should not decide not considering bringing him in on a personal basis. Oh, yes.
I believe he can't do that. He ruined his career.
No, he could still live in his house over there, still carry his 4-star.
Uh-huh.
Sure he could. The fellow who followed Sherman Adams did.
Yeah.
full-time military man. He wouldn't have to resign from the Army. I'm quite sure that's the case. He would be able to tell you more directly than I. But I think in terms of moves, again, you should not, as you wrote the Six Crises, don't make decisions
when you're tired.
I mean, I remember reading that very carefully. I think the solution...
I've got to have somebody to keep begging him about that. He's trying to move in on cold topics.
There's no need, need to worry about that.
I know. I don't think cold should be that worried about it either. I mean, just handle that. I mean, it's sort of
a... but I think...
This is a company that was a good move.
Great.
They got a very good player.
Sure did.
They shook him up a bit, didn't they?
Sure did.
You know, he's just right by him at the bottom of the market.
Exactly right. Smart man, clever, smart man. I've always respected Conley, and I've always related to him, you know. There are certain people who you can have I've always liked him. But in terms of...
Okay, did they ask about Conley?
Oh, I said.
What did you say?
I said the president. Talked to him on the phone. Pleased to have him in the Republican Party, man who's contributed so much to the administration, so man of his abilities. And then playing all the stories.
On the Watergate stuff and so forth, I think you're in a position of there's a trial in Los Angeles announced, but there's a trial here coming up here. There's a Senate committee here, and there's a mess with it. Gentlemen, this thing is in the courts, and there's going to be any more comment from the White House on these things.
That's what I
period.
That's
right. Let's just say that. What do you think about Dean, though? You still think he's lashing out more? These stories are from him. You know, this story about the Crow story, that's straight from me.
That's not, Mr. President. No, that was contained in John Ehrlichman's testimony before the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
No. But what touched it off was, you see, I'm sorry, the reason John was ever questioned was that Dean had said, you know what I mean, Dean was the fault.
Oh, and
he told the, in his preliminary examination, the Justice Department lawyers, that Hunt and Liddy were involved in some sort of surveillance or something in the Ellsberg case. See, that's in fact, he told me that in March, and that's one of the things, you know, you mentioned. Of course, I didn't know that till then. So we started an investigation, and that's why then I sent the order to the Attorney General came over. He investigated it, found that, you know, that this charge that Dean had made on hearsay, you see what happened? Dean said that Hunt and Liddy, or Hunt and or Liddy, had told him that they had been engaged in such activities. So it was hearsay. And then, and so the question is right. Then, so that investigation, the Justice Department then conducts an investigation, and the claims from the principle that we've got to get this out to the judge, even though nothing came out of it. And I
immediately said, fine.
Huh?
It was on the 15th of April. You said, absolutely.
That's right, 15th of April. The point is, some will say, why didn't they do it earlier? The reason we did it earlier was that the charge, as far as I was concerned, had not been brought to my attention and investigated. You see my point?
Well, you weren't aware that there was Berkeley. Or you were aware that there was burglary, but you were not aware that John knew about it and didn't report about it.
Oh, well, no, that I didn't know at all. That I didn't know at all. No, but I wouldn't be aware that John had burglary.
That's what I mean.
Until March.
That's what I mean. But even after March.
He came in and said, I didn't know whether it was a burglary or whether it was the pictures of these crazy assholes that had gone out of the side part of me. You know what I mean? But then I would only have it on hearsay.
But we weren't aware of it. That John had given his testimony before the FBI on Friday, were we?
I don't
think so. Well, I think both, I know Bob and John are very moral men. I owe a great deal to both of them. Bob, in terms of talking to me, says we made the right move, Ron. He said,
he really did.
Yes, he did. He said, I want you to know that you had advised me to do this 2-3 weeks ago. And he said that, you know, during the period, said I was, of course, had to take my guidance and counsel from my lawyer. He said, now that it's done, I just want you to know that I feel it was the right decision.
He did.
Now,
perfect.
Mr. President, I think, without dwelling on this any longer, I trust Bob Erdman, the Bob Haldeman and John Erdman. Of course I trust them. I've trusted them for 4.5 to 5 years. From your standpoint, from your personal interest, though, you, I believe, shouldn't be bogged down and burdened with this Watergate thing. But I do know that the stories are going to continue. I'm not worried about
this. They will come out and thrash again and say, well, I told the president that
we've talked about that. That is not a problem.
Why?
None of
them. They're not going to believe him.
They're not going to believe him. Plus the fact that you began in March to be able to. But this gets, I think, to the center of my point. The only way these charges can become solidified, and the only way these charges can be, is for them to be believed, is that in this process, this very delicate point we're involved in right now, and this is Roger's argument and Garment's argument, Richardson's argument. This period we're going through right now is so crucial from the standpoint of protecting you, so that it does not appear that at this time you are taking steps to associate yourselves, as much as you love them and respect them, associate yourselves, sir, with two of the men who are, of course, in our minds innocent, but through a combination of circumstances and the convergence of events, it could appear.
Yeah, but that doesn't go so far, I would say. Go so far as an FBI agent trying to run this White
House. Agreed.
See, that's why.
It was a mistake. Lynn knows it was a mistake. He overreacted. It was a process he was trying to put into place. He blew it. And he knows it. He knows your feeling about it. And he absolutely, he knows it. I think on the positive side of Lynn, he has been trying to be.
You think the FBI was a good idea?
I can't judge that. I think the process.
No, you thought it showed power, you say, or.
Well, I think the process itself showed that the president was not going to play around, even with his two closest advisors. You see.
But I wasn't going to have him sitting in the hall.
But you weren't sitting. You didn't have him sitting in the hall. I mean, there were other ways to do that. It happened. It leaked out this way, and it didn't work out well. I'm convinced it didn't leak from land.
Oh, well, I'm not going to blame anybody.
But I think Lynn is trying to do his job. I know he's loyal from what he said to me on a lot of these things in terms of just his attitude about protection of the files and the necessity to take steps to do that. Now, I know that you'll give the counter-argument on that. I can only give you my judgment. I have never been an advocate for Lynn Garment. I don't share his views on a lot of things, but I'm not going to withhold this